This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. The Bureau of Land Management has now asked Rio Blanco County residents to be very careful with agriculture and debris burning. The request was also made of Moffat County residents. The low moisture has created a higher risk for accidental wildfires. Like in Moffat County, the sheriff's office in Rio Blanco County has to be notified by calling dispatch before any controlled burn on private property. To burn safely, check the weather, know the fire restrictions, notify your neighbors, have a shovel and plenty of water close by, create a fire line, and never leave a burn unattended. Anyone who lets a fire escape that causes damage could be held responsible. There was a pinning ceremony Monday night for Simo Springs Fire Rescue. Firefighters Doug Bloom and Nate Birdseye were sworn in. Doug Satterfield was also sworn in as a new Deputy Chief of Operations with Simo Springs Fire Rescue. Fire Chief Chuck Sarasoli officiated the ceremony. He said there are now 40 full-time firefighters in Steamboat Springs trained in ambulance and fire services, covering 380 square miles. The Steamboat Ski Touring Center is closing for the season at 5 o'clock tomorrow. They ask that you please return any rental equipment you may have. The Cody's Challenge Race has been canceled. It was supposed to be this Saturday as a fundraiser for the Cody St. John Foundation. Colorado high school students are being asked to submit this year's I Voted digital sticker design to be used in this November's general election. Entrants must be 13 to 18 years old and enrolled in a Colorado school or homeschool program. Work must be original and include the words I Voted. It must be nonpartisan. Entries can be created on paper or digitally and submitted to the Colorado Secretary of State's office before September 4th. We have more details on our website. Three students from Ridgeview Elementary in the Moffat County School District just returned from the VEX IQ Robotics State Championships. They won an Excellence Award. They are Addie Chamberlain, Blakely Green, and Kyler Geed. The three have qualified for the World Robotics Championships in St. Louis next month. There's a boys lacrosse game for the Steamboat Sailors at 4 o'clock today against Vail Mountain. We'll be there with play-by-play on KTYV 105.7 Sports on FM. You can watch the Steamboat Radio YouTube channel. And the Sailors girls golf team. They're at a tournament at Devil's Thumb Golf Course in Delta today. That's the news. I'm Shannon Lukens. Check it out for yourself at Steamboat Radio or KREIRadio.com, where the locals go for news.